been quite an early harvest this year, so we're quite lucky with the weather, although it's now starting to get on the change. We've been quite lucky, like I say, to get the harvest in fairly early. I think it's the earliest we've started in many years. So, yeah, that's really good to get it in and get it in, well, hopefully finish it off dry.
So what's an average day like then when you're in the right in the middle of the harvest season?
Generally in the mornings we come in, get the combine ready, fuel it up for the day, pushing up, make sure the sheds or the stores where we're pushing the corn up is all tidy and ready to go. And then when we do a moisture test, make sure the moisture's right, we'll then head out into the fields and have a go.
And there's a lot of technology to help you these days, isn't there, when you head out, and the moisture's crucial, obviously, to know, you know, what percentage moisture is in there. And actually on board the combine, there's a lot of technology to just help you along the way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we obviously do a moisture test before in the shed before we actually start, but on board the combine it's got all the latest technology with all the moisture readings. Obviously it varies throughout the field, but like I say, on board the combine it tells you everything from the weights, the yield and the area you're covering. At the end of the day we get a printout with all the details of what we've done for that day.
So you actually have to be quite tech savvy to deal with one of these most enormous combines that you've got here.
You've got to be up with the know, but it's not too bad once you get used to it. It's just getting your head around it to start with.
And I'm told these things pretty much drive themselves these days.
Yeah, that's right. They've got all the guidance. We've got laser pilots on either end of the header, the 30-foot header, which obviously guides the combine up and down the field. So obviously makes it a lot easier.
Are you ever nervous that it's not going to sort of navigate around a telegraph pole?
Generally, we take over when it gets to a telegraph pole.
Don't blame you. We're in the shed at the moment where you've got all the overflow crop, wheat piled up, looking like enormous sand dunes in here. But there's a fan working right at the top of the pile of wheat here. And the fan's got to move, hasn't it, around this shed. And someone's got to clamber up this sand dune of wheat to change it.
Yeah,
is that you?
Yeah, generally that's me. I have to clamber up to the top and move it around. Basically, we put these what we call pedestals in the corn to drop. Well, it does take 1-2% of moisture out, but generally it's to take the heat out of the corn. Obviously, in the glorious sunshine we have outside, you know, like I say, that comes in warm, and we have to just take that moisture or temperature out, or cool it down a little bit, so it's obviously not too hot. So when it can sit in the heat like that, that can generate its own heat and obviously go off.
So how difficult is it running up a huge slope of wheat like this?
For me, it's not the fittest of people. It's quite hard, but it's not too bad. But we get used to it.
Get the job done. And so after the harvest time, you've had such a busy time in the last few weeks. Is it feet up afterwards?
Certainly not. No, we obviously got to get back out in the fields and drill all the crops ready for next year. So, I mean, we've already started pulling up land and getting prepared. And we're now about to, in the next week or so, we'll be drilling the rape. The oilseed rape, and yeah, like I say, well, then it'll continue on right through, depending on the weather patterns. You know, I mean, we could get all nicely drilled up by middle of September, but you just don't know.